Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, I'm Doug Danger, and you're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist.
You know, as an afterthought, after, like in hindsight, after the performance happened, I was just really in the moment, to be honest with you. But
dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they
not allowed to buy incandescent light bulbs.
When science is not reviewing
it. It is in.
No.
Stuart, quit saying that.
He's a racist. I hate him.
F you.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is where reality is our bitch each and every night. We're going to have a slate of fantastic holiday programming from the Phil Hendry Show for you. Fantastic stuff to be checking out on your radio, on your video archives as well. And you can watch us at philhenryshow.com right now. That's right, I said watch us as well as listen to us. philhenryshow.com. You can watch the live video stream. You can listen to the live audio feed at philhenryshow.com. Still to come tonight, we have Art Griego. Art is a retired commercial pilot. He's going to be talking about the three airports. If I got this wrong, forgive me, but three airports shut down in Minnesota as the result of three airlines shut down, excuse me, as the result of people waiting on the tarmac in that airplane. You probably recall that story. Google also apologizes for the racist image of Michelle Obama that comes up as the number one search when it comes to images of Michelle Obama. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL is the number here tonight. And we continue with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on this rather explosive social political story about Adam Lambert. Adam Lambert, the young runner-up from the American Idol television show, who went on to perform on the American Music Awards. And during that performance, there was a moment where he and the male keyboard player embraced and kissed, a rather passionate kiss. There was another moment where there was a simulated oral sex act between Lambert and another male performer. It prompted complaint phone calls and emails to ABC. As the result of that, Lambert was unbooked for an appearance on Good Morning America. His racy American music performance cost him a gig on Good Morning America, but, you know, ABC said no. But CBS said, well, we have the same values as ABC, but this is an opportunity for us to capitalize. With us is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug is as he says, a gay man and a gay journalist, and we're discussing this. Doug, you had said that you feel anybody who's uncomfortable with an open expression of gay affection really is a homophobe, whether they like it or not.
That is absolutely. I think that's a very good way of putting it. Whether you like it or not, you are a homophobe, and you do have feelings of violent rage that is being suppressed. And I wish people would get some kind of psychiatric treatment for this, because once they free up that hatred that is really, as I said, you know, when that friend of mine, when his mother went out to the driveway to warm up a Jeep, which is the straight person's way of saying to the gay person, there could easily be a rope tied to the back of this thing with your neck in a noose.
Is that some sort of code among gay people?
What do you mean code among gay people? So we don't have some special language we speak. Anybody, any normal human being, would, if you said to your mother and you were gay, Mom, what do you think about two teachers kissing who are of the same sex in front of students, and they said, I'm uncomfortable with that, and then they went out and warmed up a Jeep? That's not weird.
Well, I don't know. What if they don't own a Jeep?
You're missing my point.
Let me get back to this other question here. Just any public display, also the middle finger that he gave to the audience, what did that mean?
I basically was saying I'm a gay man and I'm a gay musician. That's what he was saying. I'm a gay man and a gay musician, and apparently you people are going to be uncomfortable with this. And much the same way as Klaus von Stauffenberg said, long live a free Germany before they shot him, that is Adam Lambert saying, I'm gay and I'm gay and I'm a gay musician, before people take him out and do whatever they're going to do to him, you know. I don't want to know. And again, this is in the heart of people. So I think that people's homophobia came out full force following this performance. And I'm shocked, and I'm a little bothered by the fact that some of your listeners don't seem to understand it. Some of your listeners and my own father.
Well, you said that your father, you are not going to be at dinner at your parents' house.
No, I will not be. No.
even though your father accepts you as a gay person.
Well, that's what he says, but now when he tells me, let me ask your listeners this question. Here's the difference. If Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck got together on television and began a deep, passionate tongue kiss while groping each other, would that bother people? No, it wouldn't. Because people would think that's what straight guys do. That's how powerful O'Reilly and Beck are. But gays with no influence, like an Adam Lambert, it's the Jeep gets warmed up.
So, are you telling me that O'Reilly and Beck in this world of yours are gay?
Yes, if O'Reilly and Beck gave each other a long, deep tongue kiss and groped each other, okay, I'm talking about a butt squeeze, whatever, people would think, well, they're still straight because that's how powerful their image is.
And they wouldn't be turned off by it.
They wouldn't be turned off by it. So we don't have a lot of power in the gay community. If O'Reilly and Beck would come out, which I'm not saying they're gay, but if they did, that would give us power. But until then, every time we hear a Jeep startup...
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to some phone calls. We've got people who are hanging on the line here. It's Jason in Nashville. Jason, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. You're on with Doug Danger tonight.
Yeah, how's it going there, bud? Just got
good,
a quick question, quick comment on the guy there. I just want to say what he's saying is completely going against what, I mean, I'm a straight man myself, but, you know, I've had experiences when I was younger when I have experimented with the same sex. And, you know, I just chose to go this way. And now what he's putting out there, what I hear him saying is that, you know, everybody is just supposed to, you know, conform to what the gay man or the gay woman would want them to be, and you know, well, to just accept, you know, it when you know, right. We have to realize that this is a fairly new thing that that everybody is just starting to.
Well, it's not new to you. It's not new to you. I mean, you've done it.
Yeah,
it's not new to you. You've done it, and so what I'm saying to you is, what's happened to you is that you're obviously gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What do you do for a living?
I drive truck.
All right, you're a gay man and a gay truck driver. But you were so afraid of the hatred. You saw it when people were calling ABC and they said, man, this guy Adam Lambert's off the hook. And so you know there's hatred out there for gays. That's why you won't say you're gay.
No, I do not, because what I do not live today, I do not live a gay lifestyle. I chose not to do that. That was an experimentation, and so I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Don't you still make note of the phone numbers you see on the bathroom stall?
Well, Doug, I mean, that's a little personal.
Not just that. Don't you still write down some phone numbers you may see on a bathroom stall?
No, I sure don't. And you know, I see them all the time, and obviously, you know exactly what I see.
Are you tempted?
Because if I could do it anytime I wanted to, and I don't want to. What I'm saying is I chose to live my life as a man that is married and with two children. So I have nothing against gay. It's not a problem with me. But what you're saying,
you get hot when you see a guy, right? Don't you get hot when you see a guy?
People's mind that has never experienced this, that does not know nothing about it. You're proving my point. You know, and that's
This gentleman is saying,
you're proving my point. See, you are so frightened of having a rope tied around your neck and tied to the back of a Jeep.
Will you stop with that image, man? That is ridiculous.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm talking to a gay man and a gay truck driver. What are you? A straight man and a straight talk show host. Two against one. Oh. Looks like
you
lose, man. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever been with a woman?
Never had any interest.
Okay, but have you? You didn't answer the question.
No, I haven't. Never had any interest.
Okay. Well, you know what?
From the time I was 9 years old until today, I've been a gay man and a gay journalist.
From the time you were nine years old, a gay journalist?
Yeah, I was writing since I was nine.
What you're saying is, since I've experienced one thing in my life, that makes me a gay man. So if somebody smokes one joint,
I'm questioning. Yeah, you're a drug addict for life. If you're a drug addict, you're an alcoholic for life.
If you're an alcoholic, you're still an alcoholic.
What you're saying? Yeah, no. Ask AA. They'll tell you the same thing. Even if you take one drink and it turns you into a violent raving lunatic.
I'm just trying to get the point over to you. What you're putting out here is
you're not a good message towards
the gay rights movement. All you have to say is, sir, you are
is a self-loathing gay truck driver, and I'm trying to give you pride. Be a proud gay driver. Drive that truck with pride. Paint it pink, man. But what I'm saying is, don't let these people drive you crazy.
Also,
when you go to a rest stop and you see some cute kid, he's got on them tight shorts, you're thinking, man, I'd like to bag me a 13-year-old. But you can't do it, see?
That would be an underage child.
You know what? Obviously, your whole train of thought and your whole mind is way off what everybody else does. And the whole gay rights movement, you're ruining it all right now from the people that have never experienced anything with any gay men or gay women. So what you're doing is putting a bad image of the gay man and gay woman out here to all these people that know nothing about it. And what you're putting out there
is a bad agenda to the gay rights movement
from what you're trying to do.
We're two gay guys talking. We're just two gay guys talking, and I'm trying to tell you that as long as you hate yourself for being a gay truck driver, then you're never going to send the message to the straight people.
I do not hate myself for driving.
I can drive your moo cow creamers in my truck and be gay, and they'll still get there on time.
But you know what? Obviously,
well, whatever, man.
Because what you're saying is, especially about the gay teachers kissing in school is terrible. Because I don't care if it's a man and a woman or anything, that is not tolerated in school. And I have two little children.
Did you watch the Adam Lambert? And I don't care if it's a man or a woman or what it was.
I would be out there kicking their ass. I'm sorry for saying that on your show, but I'm very sorry. That's just not right.
Notice how you said you're going to go for their you-know-what. See, immediately, that's a gay thing. I'd like to do this to their...
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876. Thank you very much. 877-876-Phil.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're going to take a break, Doug. Are you listening to what that man said and what other people are saying? 877-876-Phil. I apologize, folks. That the Adam Lambert performance,
Phil, what I'm hearing is you stumbling over your words. I heard that gay truck driver stumble over his words.
So you can't accept the fact that he might have had a homosexual experience, but he's not a homosexual.
Well, he sounds like he's repressed.
What does that mean?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I came out 2 weeks ago, and it has been a long, hellish fight to express myself. You got a gay truck driver there. He pulls into a restaurant. He sees some boy there about 19, 20, tight little shorts, that thin little mustache that they got, the bald head, the whole look. And he's thinking, yeah, man, smooth as silk, And yet he can't say nothing.
All right, I don't want to listen to you talking about it. Hold the line.
Should I hang up?
Don't hang up on him. I just don't want to listen to him talking about what that truck driver may see at a truck stop. 877-876 what?
I didn't say truck stop. I said rest stop.
Hang up on him. Don't hang up. 877-876-Phil is the number. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show talking about open displays of gay affection and the Adam Lambert appearance. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I love you.
Phil Henry.
877-876-Phil, segment with Doug Danger here on the Adam Lambert performance. You're talking about open displays of gay affection, as we call it, being something that should be normal. And
well, you heard Adam Lambert. He said, how come two women get the kiss? When I looked at Britney Spears and Madonna do that kiss, that was acceptable because romantic liaisons between women have always been acceptable. Now, that's the hypocrisy that he was... Now, Adam Lambert's not too bright. He's not very eloquent. He's a great singer. But, he's the last guy that you want speaking publicly on behalf of gay people. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I want to ask you a question. Why, if you say you're a gay man and a gay journalist, what would a lesbian say?
Say I'm a lesbian.
But would she give her profession?
Not necessarily. Lesbian is a very formidable word. It sounds almost as if you're a part of a country. It sounds as if you're part of a bureaucracy, that there's an armed forces behind you. Say I'm a lesbian. It's also very redundant for a lot of lesbians. Say, I'm a lesbian and I'm a professional golfer. I'm a lesbian, I'm a professional golfer. I'm a lesbian. About nine of them And you finally get the one, I'm a lesbian and I'm a jet ski mechanic. I'm a lesbian, a professional golfer, I'm a lesbian, jet ski mechanic. There's not a lot.
Are you telling me that lesbians only do that kind of work?
I'm saying, no, I'm not. Boy, you're full of hate. You know that? I can tell that you're full of hate. Then.
That's the same approach that people have taken with you. It's not fair, Doug. 877-876-PHIL. Take another phone call here on the line in Louisville is Lauren. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Doug.
Hello, Lauren.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for Doug.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm just Doug Danger.
You're a gay man, a gay journalist. Are you
gay
sure?
Gay man and a gay journalist.
Are you sure? Because you are showing so much hatred for gay people.
You never even would have thought of that word had I not said that the homophobes out there who didn't like the Adam Lambert kiss are full of hate and rage toward gays. And I've not said anything hateful toward straight people. Have I?
Yeah, you said you're great. You don't want to see your parents because your father said he was uncomfortable with a kiss.
I don't want to be dragged behind a Jeep.
I've been bisexual since I was 13 years old. I'm 21. My mother.
That's another way of saying lesbian. Yeah, that's another way of saying lesbian. Go ahead.
Don't tell her what she is.
My father has known since the day that I told him when I was 13. I told him I came out of the closet. And my dad's a very religious man. He went to a Presbyterian church. He did not really accept that kind of stuff, but my father loved me so much and accepted me for who I was. And he was
because
a great man. I had no
because
fear of him.
Because you're bi. Because you're bi.
Yeah,
you said that you're a full-blown.
I had no fear whatsoever.
No, ma'am,
my father split my throat. Or my mother.
If you told him that you were full-blown, what would he have said?
What do you mean full-blown?
Meaning she's a full. If you said that to your father, instead of saying that you were bisexual, if you had told your father that you were full-bore, what would he have said?
What is full bore?
She knows what I'm talking about. My father's house, and he's met them, and he's liked them, and he's accepted them into my family.
She knows. Well, I don't want to get too personal, but I'll bet he did. Now
that is uncalled for.
She knows what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
What?
Yeah,
you know what? She's a diesel
dog. I've never even met a homophobe angry enough to say that they wanted to slit somebody's throat or drag somebody behind a Jeep.
They're not going to say that. They're not going to say that. They're going to think it. They're going to feel it. If you said to your father, Dad, I'm full bore, okay, 10th gear, you know, in other words, I pitch fast.
Hey, I'm a lesbian.
I play fast. Did you say to your father you play fast pitch, yes or no?
What is fast pitch and full bore?
She knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Did you tell your father? You did. Did he warm up a Jeep?
All right. Okay. Thanks very much. 877-876-PHIL. I don't understand the lingo
Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay...
I know that you're a gay man and a gay... I don't understand the fast pitch team.
That's lesbian.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to Andy on the Phil Hendry Show. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Hey, I appreciate it. Having some bad signal there for a second. I just wanted to say that I resent Doug's comment about how every man seems to be gay, but we're just self-loathing because we don't come to terms with it.
I said that a truck driver said that at one time in his life, he went box lunch, okay? And I said, well, if you did, then that's something to think about, man.
No, you didn't say that something to think about it. You said that he was a gay truck driver and that he should embrace being gay and paying his truck fee.
He should.
As a straight
man,
I feel offended for the gay community.
Why would you be offended? He had the gay experience. You didn't. He had the gay experience. You didn't. Or maybe you did.
Have you ever had a straight experience?
No.
Oh. Then how do you know you're really gay?
Well, let me ask you a question, man. Have you ever had a gay experience?
You know what?
Yeah.
I've met a lot of men.
See?
And I'm not attracted to them.
I think you've had a gay experience, and that's okay.
Now, Doug,
if you wear felt angel wings, that's your thing, man. But I'm saying you have to deal with that sooner or later, because when those people start sending those phone calls into ABC saying they want to drag you behind a Jeep or they want to hang you upside down in a gas station, you know.
Doug, you're a little bit twisted in the way that you're viewing this.
Just because come out of the closet. Just
the
come out, Chris.
Music Awards
Chris,
is not the
come
for
out.
To have
you'll be a lot happier
on the stage.
Come out. You'll be a lot happier.
Phil Hendry. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don't forget, you can watch the Phil Hendry Show online at philhendryshow.com. Just go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and you can see a live streaming video of our show. You can also hear live streaming audio. We've been on with Doug Danger here this evening talking about the fallout from the appearance of Adam Lambert on the American Music Awards and the idea of public displays of gay affection. That is, men or women, same-sex kissing and showing affection in public, and is it time we get over it? Doug, I understand.
What do you think?
I think it's time we get over it. Yeah, I do.
All right, so you got no problem, then, with two dudes groping each other in a school hallway.
I got a problem.
Uh-huh. See, right?
No, I got a problem with two straight people doing that in front of kids.
Well, that's a trick answer.
No, that's not a trick answer, man. I got a problem with that around children. Public sexual display or of affection, yeah, I got a problem with that, no matter the gender, no matter the orientation. I just feel that yeah, we should get over it, but by the same token, I've got a real hard time listening to you say that because people were uncomfortable, that means that they are filled with hate, violence, and rage against gays.
Phil, tonight I talked to that one guy, Chris, and that other guy, that gay truck driver. Both of those guys are so petrified of coming out of the closet. They both claim to be straight, even though they've both done the do and the funky chicken too, right? And I'm saying that that's the kind of spirit we're talking about. I'm not saying that people are filled with violence and hate and rage on a conscious level. I'm saying subconsciously they're warming up a Jeep.
And when you say warming up a Jeep, you keep going back to that being drugged behind a Jeep with a rope thing, and you accuse your own father of that.
Of course I accuse my own father of that. I love him.
All right, well, I don't know. Okay, 877.
Oh, well, all right. You know, Phil, you blow off everything.
If you want me to investigate that comment, I can't, okay? It just doesn't make any sense to me. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ava on the Phil Hendry Show. Ava, go ahead. You're on with Doug Danger and Phil Hendry.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a quick question for Doug before I get started. I'm just curious, when you always refer to yourself, you call yourself a gay man and a gay journalist.
Right.
Why do you say it twice? It's redundant.
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Correct, but I'm just
see, there are five levels of gay. There is a gay man, there is a gay journalist. Those two represent gay, that's the third level. The fourth level is the all-encompassing gay, and the fifth level is gay man, gay journalist as a unit. So that is my identity. What do you think that's funny?
You're fabulous.
How do you identify yourself? What are you?
I'm a 20-year-old female college student.
Well, what happens next year? Then you're a 21-year-old female college. It keeps changing. See, what are you consistently?
What am I consistently? I'm consistently a female.
Well, that's boring. aren't you something?
It just sounds redundant to me. No, I had to make a comment.
You know I'm gay, right? You know I'm gay, right?
I am aware you're gay. You make it abundantly clear.
All right.
That's homophobic of you to say that.
You could have said, yes, I am aware. You didn't have to add the homophobic, I'm abundantly clear, because
I'm absolutely
angry.
Not homophobic. In fact, I'm
well, why were you angry?
Myself.
Why did you add the anger?
You strike me as funny.
Bisexual is interesting. You chose to make love to a woman because you were angry at a man? Is that why you became bisexual?
I don't know that bisexual... Listen, I love men and I love women, but the thing is I have a comment to make, and the comment is that because you're such a proud gay man and a gay journalist, I just don't understand why you make stereotypes that you make.
What stereotypes have I made?
You had a caller that called in, you referred to him as the gay trucker, and you were making comments about how the gays dress with their tight little shorts and their little mustaches. And
Right.
You're basically making a generalization that gay men all look a certain way.
Can I ask you a question? Do all lesbians wear cargo shorts with their keys on a chain? Yes.
No.
Is that a generalization? No. is that a...
What do you mean, do all lesbians what?
Do all, I'm asking, she knows what I'm talking about. Where do you eat your lunch? You know full well that lesbians don't know how to dress. They wear lipstick and they wear boots. They don't know which way they want to go. Now,
that's just, this lady's disagreeing with you.
I'm a gay man and a gay...
I know you're a gay man and a gay jerk. You're telling me that all lesbians wear cargo shorts with their...
You know, you stumble over more stuff, man. I'm going to ask this lady straight out, where do you eat your lunch?
Where do I eat my lunch?
Yeah, Box Canyon?
Panera Bread.
What? Do you eat your lunch in Box Canyon?
I don't understand your question.
Does the term Box Canyon mean anything to you?
I think that you're so insane. Like,
I'm not rude. It's just that I'm trying to get people. That trucker said that he'd had a homosexual experience, and you're telling me
that doesn't mean that he's necessarily homosexual. That does not mean necessarily homosexual.
Oh, hey, Phil, have you had a homosexual experience? Be honest. Be honest.
When I was 8 years old.
I'm not talking about comparing the size of your you-know-what. I'm saying, did you do it with a guy?
No.
Okay. Enough said. That trucker said that he got down on all fours.
No, he did not, man. No, he did not. He said that he'd had a gay experience.
If he had a gay experience, if it smells like a duck and it walks like a duck and it barks, it's a duck.
And it barks.
I mean, if it quacks.
I have something to say. Listen, human sexuality, I don't think, is black and white the way you seem to. I think that human sexuality is kind of on it's like a range. And I don't think that anybody falls neatly into a category. You know, people are different and unique. What?
Are you listening to this? This poor girl has been so beat up by the alternative weekly in her town that she reads, probably the Boston Phoenix or something like that. She doesn't know whether to flip or fall in it.
Listen.
What is this? What are you talking about, lady? The whole range of sexuality. Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You don't like me saying that because you don't know what
I
you are.
I do not
you
like
know whether
you
eat
because
your,
I think you're insane.
You don't eat, I'm not
I
insane.
Think that...
Doug, the woman is trying to make a point.
She can't even tell me if she eats her lunch in Box Canyon. This lesbian took one sociology class at a liberal arts college, and she thinks she knows about sexuality because she took a sociology class at some commie college.
I do not.
Well, what are you like? All right.
I'm not studying liberal arts at all, actually. I'm studying to be a criminologist. But the point is that I think your view is very skewed. I think your view is very skewed, and I honestly don't even think that it's real. I think you're a character. I don't even think, like, you may absolutely
yeah,
be a real
exactly.
person, but I think you're
That's
putting
That's what
on,
I think,
like,
too. Are you putting on this attitude, Doug?
Okay, if you think that homophobia and people getting beaten to death because they're gay is funny, you go right ahead.
I never said that it was funny. I just think that
yeah, that's exactly what you're saying. That's exactly what you're saying.
Absolutely not.
No, you're trying to make this into a... No, you're trying to make it into a joke, Doug.
How am I making it into a joke? When I said to that gay trucker, if he had a homosexual experience, it sounds to me like he's gay. And this lady's all, well, I don't think you should this and that. Because
no,
she took a sociology class over at Susan B. Anthony College.
What you're saying is so outrageously appropriate for the reason
yes.
that
yeah.
you are saying it in a way that is so just ridiculous.
I gotta cut through the horse dung, don't I? Don't I have to cut through all this attitude about people saying, that one lady saying, are you against prayer in school? Well, then you must be a hypocrite. I'm saying, no, if you're against prayer in school, then you're thinking reasonably well. If you're against the public display of affection between two gay people, then you are not thinking reasonably well.
I'm not
well.
Against
What's
public
crazy
display
about
of
that?
Affection between two gay people.
I'm not, you know,
think that
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't want to debate
oh my
this
goodness.
Girl that just took her sociology class there at the community college. Thank you.
Oh, well, Doug.
No, I'm not. I'm done talking to I'm done talking to Alice B. Toklas here. Thank you.
You're
all right.
It's unbelievable.
Really, you
know.
I don't
know how you deal with him on a regular basis.
I'm closed-minded, huh? He doesn't deal with me on a regular basis.
Yeah,
you're not.
All right.
You didn't even say you're closed-minded. You just don't make sense, and that's fine.
I make sense to people that have walked the walk that I've walked.
You, on the other hand,
ain't even been to Box Canyon.
You're a proud gay man, and then you go on to make stereotypes and make light of the fact that there are a lot of gay people who struggle with their sexual identity. And it's just,
that whole struggle with your sexual identity thing, that's the result of straight people beating the crap out of us and telling us, no, you're straight, you're straight, you're straight. I got no confusion. If you do, you're still playing with guys and girls. You're still 13 years old emotionally.
I'm absolutely not 13.
Like
10. 20.
Yeah, no, you are. You're sexually stunted.
You know, Doug, you had all these big statements. You're sexually stunted.
She's sexually stunted. Thank you. Good night. The end. Dun, 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 dun.
And look at very, very good call tonight, Ava. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
877-877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Marie. You are very, what the word is, I don't know, dogmatic.
Dogmatic?
Anyway, Marie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Yeah, dogmatic.
Hi there. The
like
only
a
thing
robot
that
dog.
I wanted...
Hey, Marie, doesn't that sound like a robot dog to you, a dogmatic?
Will you let the lady talk, please? Go ahead, Marie.
Well, I just want to make the pretty much the same point as I heard you make just a few minutes ago while I was on hold, is that if Adam Lambert would have acted in an oral sex kind of way with a female, I would have been offended by that, too. It had nothing to do with the gay part of it. It's just those are things you don't do on public television where kids are watching. And just like the teachers, I have a daughter in school, and if a guy and a girl were sticking their tongue down each other's throats,
right,
I would be offended by
exactly
that.
Exactly, Doug. That's our point.
Yeah, but was she offended by the two men kissing? Yeah. See, that's the one we're talking about.
Well,
and
by the way,
I didn't hear any women calling in and complaining about Adam Lambert dragging that one woman by the leg during part of his act. To me, that's the misogynist act of the century. Lambert, a gay man and a gay dancer, dragging a woman by a leg as if to say, when the gay men take over, you know, you're going to be hanging on a hook in a butcher shop.
Oh, boy, man.
You think I'm being extreme?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. Well, Marie, good point, and I agree with you as well. I think that I would have been offended had it been an act of straight oral simulation, however the hell we want to say it. I can't believe that we have to have terms for these things. I can't believe that we don't have broadcast executives in this country that understand that there are kids watching. I don't care if it's on pay-per-view. I don't care if it's on cable. I don't care if it's something that is exclusive to adults and is limited to adults, but when we know the children may be tuning in.
Hold on for a minute.
What?
Hold on for a minute. Hey. Okay, there, you got it. Oh, man, I'm blown away.
So I can't make a statement that...
Don't give a speech. I don't care. You know, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay...
Well, are you the only guy that can say anything about this?
Only guy that can say anything profound. I mean, you're saying...
I'm speaking as a straight man and a straight whatever you want to call me.
What? What does that mean, straight whatever you want to call me? You're a straight man and a straight... You're right, whatever I want to call you. I don't even know what it is you do. You're a talk show host, I know. But even that woman indicated she thought you were a little off. Do you hate bisexuals?
What?
Do you hate bisexuals?
No, I don't.
I do. You know why I hate bisexuals? Because they don't have the guts to come out and declare what they are. Now, that lady there with that whole fuzzy, oh, there's a whole, you heard what she said. I think there's an entire, you know, span of sexual possibility. You heard that, right?
Boy, you really are a wise ass, aren't you?
You heard what she said, though, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Bisexual people that claim they're bisexual, are the most gutless of all the sexual permutations and freaks that are out there. And she probably was speaking in defense of that one guy up there who's a mayor, who is a dude, but had a breast enhancement, wears skirts. Oh, man.
I just the way you put that, man, I know who you're talking about. One more phone call, and we'll take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. Walter, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, hey, Doug, how are you, my friend?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Question for you, because I'm still a little unclear about one thing before I get going here. Now, are you a gay man and a gay journalist?
Yes, I am. You're unclear about that?
I'll make sure.
You must be a little slow. I've been saying it all night.
Sure, we got that clear. Okay.
Get a load of this guy. He doesn't even know if I'm a gay man or a gay journalist. I've been saying it all night.
Are you a good journalist?
I'm the best. I'm the best there is.
And what do you base that on?
Look, what's your point, man? I'm not doing 20 questions here, okay? I write the books. You don't.
Okay. Well, I see.
Well, Doug, this is what the lady said when she said you were being rude, you know?
This guy's putting me through 20 questions. Just make your point.
Okay. Here's my point. My point is that right now, you have no data, first of all, to support anything that you've said, other than
I'm a gay man
belief.
And a gay journalist.
Only your personal beliefs.
But
okay?
You don't
just
have
like
data
I have
to
my own
yours.
Personal beliefs as well. So
no, you don't. You don't. You're not gay.
Personal,
so you don't have any information that I have. You don't have information
I
have.
I don't proclaim to do that. You're the one that's proclaiming. Here's the
yes,
second piece. I have.
Yes, you do. You're proclaiming
if
that I don't have any data. You can't say that you don't have data on whether or not I have data. I'm a primary source. It's Journalism 101. I'm gay man, gay journalist. Primary source. Look it up. Thank you.
And you came out. You came out when?
That was easy. Score it.
You came out 2 weeks ago? Here's the second point.
Yes.
Point is,
I just did it from the corner on
Phil,
you, man.
I'm
going
to go ahead and direct this to you, Phil, since Doug
yes,
is,
sir.
Going, is
go ahead,
extremely
please.
Rude with this.
Go ahead.
My point
no,
here is that when we have Adam Lambert on this TV
all
show,
kinds of stuff, you know.
Doug, shut up, will you?
Adam Lambert did,
wow.
One of the things that Adam Lambert did that I think was an amazing marketing ploy that he did, and I have to commend him for this, is that what he did on air was solely based on shock value. There was no affection. There was no behavior.
Adam
knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
And that's
no
exactly
kidding.
What he did was he got listenership.
No kidding.
He got viewership.
This guy thinks it's a newsflash?
He got
wow.
a lot. He's going to have a lot
really?
Of record sales as a result of it.
Hey, Phil, did you know the sun comes up in the east, too?
All right, what's your point?
My point is, of course he did it for the ratings. Of course he did it for the ratings. You think you're saying something nobody knows? Of course he did.
Well, obviously you don't because you're making it a gay thing. It has nothing to do with gay or straight. It's totally based on shock value and marketing. There's nothing else to
no,
do with it.
It has everything to do with gay and straight. I'm going to be gay, and I'm going to get some ratings. See? Well, this is the first time you shut up in the last 15 minutes. Well, I'm Doug Banger.
You know what? I'm hanging up on your ass.
Being,
how about
I'm
that?
I'm just being polite and allowing you to speak.
Oh, you're being very nice. That's a very good point you made there, sir. Danny, I appreciate it very much. We got a break.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Mississippi legislators have decided that they no longer want to be the redneck state. They no longer want to be the state that is known as the dogwood in the summertime. Y'all get on back down slave quarter. They don't want to be known as the place for the three civil rights workers and the whole thing there. They don't want to be known as the, Arkadelphia and Philadelphia and, you know, ding, 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 ding. They don't want the image anymore of the guy with the rolled up tight white shirt and the, you know, those mirrored shades and the cowboy boot with 1 foot up on a fender, staring down a dirt road, you know, he's got the Confederate flag decal on the back, you know, while very, very, very nervous African Americans walk along the street with their lunch buckets. Mississippi's come a long way. Mississippi, as a matter of fact, has decided to introduce what I consider to be some of the most forward-thinking, homeopathic, holistic, groovy, whole earth, wheats and nuts kind of stuff you've ever heard in your life. They have decided to introduce a bill that would make it illegal for state-licensed restaurants to serve fat asses. That's right, you heard me right. Bill number 282, a copy of which you will find below. Oh, okay, thank you. Well, actually, I have the bill here, but the thing that is lacking in this bill is that it does not actually define what is obese, and that's what it says. It says obese. They have decided, and I will read, to wit, an act to prohibit certain food establishments, blah, 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 blah. To any person who is obese, based on criteria prescribed by the State Department of Health to direct the department and prepare written materials that describe. So in other words, what they're saying is, we don't want any fat asses to serve food. We don't know what a fat ass is. So we're going to direct the Department of Health to come up with a set of criteria that defines what obese is. So that means a maitre d' in a restaurant. And, you know, we're assuming that some of the finer joints in Jackson have maitre d's. I'm going to assume that Jackson, Mississippi, I'm sure, you know, what do I know, folks? The capital of the state is Jackson, and they have the University of Mississippi there, so I'm going to assume that there are some of the finer joints in Jackson. There may be a maitre d' there, might even be a guy that has a French accent, for all I know. He might be standing there in some kind of a monkey costume. You know, he's got on the monkey suit, he's got on a high-starch tie, and he's got on the collar, and you walk in, and maybe your thighs are rubbing together. Maybe the corduroy is beginning to create sparks. And maybe he just says, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid I can't serve you because your ass is too wide. How do you say to a man who walks in, or a woman, and maybe they've been a little too close to a waffle iron all their lives, I don't know. Maybe they like the odd flapjack, and they walk into the restaurant, and it's a nice place called Shea Jackass in downtown Jackson, and you go in, and he says, well, Sam, how are you this evening, sir?
Oh, me fine.
You know, the cream cheese are just, well, I'm sorry, sir, but this restaurant's not able to serve you. You see, your ass is too wide. Maybe they've got a door, and if you can get through the door. Bill number 282 is the brainchild of three members of the state's House of Representatives, Republicans W.T. Mayall Jr. and John Reed, and Democrat Bobby Shoes. See, so that's bipartisan. The Republicans and the Democrats are getting together to keep fat people from eating. Isn't that great? I'm going to tell you something right now. If we find fat bodies by the side of the road, you guys are going to get looked up. Because it's one thing to say that we want to keep our people safe. But what if some of these fat folks, who knows, they may die of a heart attack because they couldn't...